He's a living legend, the elder statesman of Doctor Who. And now, one night only, he's giving the concert of a lifetime.
Green. Monster. The colour for monsters is green for some reason.
Terrence Dix, live and in concert.
And I think every little kid likes the idea of getting inside the Dalek and zooming around giving mum, dad, teacher, and anybody else who gets up there knows, you know, a quick exterminating blast.
One night only, performing all the hits you love.
When I told him the Doctor was going to be exiled to Earth, Mac Hulk said, well, you've got two stories, Terrence. Alien Invasion, Mad Scientist. And I went home and I thought, bugger me, he's right.
His best love ballads.
So I said, all right, I said, I won't give you any trouble, I won't make any fuss. I said, but I'm going to take my name off it. He said, well, what name do you want on it? And I said, I don't care, Bob, you can put it out under some bland pseudonym and slam down the phone, you see. And then weeks and weeks later, when eventually the show came out and I got my, you know, I got the Radio Times, and I turned to the, you know, to the Saturday page, and there was, you know, the Brain of Morbius by Robin Bland, you know,
and the soulful melodies you can't help but want to sing along with.
And I was absolutely furious about this, and I said, certainly not, Eric. I said, that's no way to treat a writer like Bob Bowden. And I said, come to think of it,
it's no way to treat a writer like me either.
It's the event of a lifetime. One night only. Terrence Dix, live and in concert.
Eric phoned up and said, how's it coming? And I said, oh, pretty good, actually, Eric. I said, I'm just brilliant. And there was a sort of pause at the end of the line, and he said, oh, my God. And I said, well, what's the matter? That's not the reaction I expected. And he said, I don't know how to tell you this, but Tom's not going to be in it.
Tickets available from Ticketmaster or Steve's Music.